Welcome to Word of Hope Ministries. Bible teacher Perry Stelter has been in ministry for over 10 years with Indigenous and non-Indigenous people seeking biblical reconciliation. His passion is making the Bible come alive. As Perry's wife, I, Angie, have seen God set the direction for this ministry since day one. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Now here's Bible teacher Perry Stelter.
Hello everybody, I hope you're having a wonderful day today. Before we begin our message today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for your word. I pray that we would be receptive to it and that we would find at least one main point from our message today, our story today, and see how you want us to apply it to our lives. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. I find it interesting whenever I watch a movie and they're looking for some sort of ancient lost treasure, or when you watch a documentary and it's about the people who make a living off of looking for lost treasure or lost artifacts. In either case, it often has to do with the fact that if this person finds this lost treasure, it will turn their life around. It will make them feel like their life's journey is complete. If this person or group of people don't find this treasure, then it's all over for them. That often makes a story that much more interesting. They've put everything they have into this expedition, into this search for this lost treasure, and they don't have any more resources. It's either a make it or break it kind of thing. And so when we take a look at the Gospel of Matthew today in chapter 6, we find Jesus talking about treasures, but we find him talking about them in a different sort of way. When we take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, especially in chapters 5 to 7, what we are doing is looking in on the reading of the Sermon on the Mount by Jesus. And so when we come into our story today, Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 24, we are coming near the end of Jesus' inaugural address to his disciples of what he expected of them. He talks about being blessed, about hypocrisy, about murder, about adultery, divorce, being materialistic, being judgmental towards other people, and of course storing up treasures in heaven as opposed to storing up treasures on earth. Another major point to tell you about is that Jesus is constantly referring to the kingdom of God and about gaining righteousness in your life. It's also vitally important to mention that this kingdom isn't a kingdom that just happens in the future, but it's a kingdom that has already started. Amen. The kingdom of God has already started, and we are invited to be a part of that. And so let's start in our story today, Matthew 6, verses 19 to 24. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal." And so here we have Jesus talking about when you're living this life of building the kingdom of God, and as you come across the various temptations, such as riches, that will come your way, not to get caught up in these things of this world. The riches of this earth have an expiry date attached to them, and even if they last longer than you had hoped for, thieves may come in the middle of the night and steal those things that you have put your trust in. We see in Proverbs 23:4, we see the writer of Proverbs saying something similar. "Do not weary yourself to gain wealth. Stop dwelling on it." Do not weary yourself to gain wealth. Stop dwelling on it. I think you'll see as we move forward in this story that Jesus isn't saying that if you're good at something and make a good living off of it, that in itself is evil. Rather, if you're good at something and make a good living off of it, you're to use it for building up the kingdom of God. The Sermon on the Mount was all about discipleship. It was all about how to live this life as a believer in Jesus without getting sidetracked, without getting caught up with wealth and riches.
In the secret, in the quiet place, in the stillness, you are there. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you, 'cause I want to know. I'm reaching for the highest goal, that I might receive the prize. Pressing onward, pushing every hindrance aside, out of my way, 'cause I want to know you more.
He says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. There's a famous saying that when you die, you can't take it with you. And we all know that this is referring to wealth and riches. But the reality is that if the things we do here in this lifetime are done according to building the kingdom of God, that those things, the result of those things, can be taken with you. What those treasures will look like in heaven is something that we all have to wait and see. But what I do know is that when our life is over and it's our turn to go from this life to the next, that being with Jesus is an exciting enough reward. I'm not sure what can top the list, being in heaven where there is no sin, no heartache, no sorrow, no death, and no disease. But scriptures make it clear that we will receive rewards in heaven and that we will spend all of eternity enjoying those rewards. Verse 21 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. And so here we have the heart and the eye being talked about. And so let's briefly look at Genesis chapter 3 and the Garden of Eden to get some perspective here. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 it says, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took some of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband with her, and he ate. Here we see the process that happens with all people in all times with regards to focusing on treasures of the earth and the connection that it has with our eyes and our heart. Step one here, it says the tree was good for food. And so we see here that it met a need of the body or a want of the body. Step two, it was a delight to the eyes. And so looking at it was beautiful. And step three, it was desirable to make one wise. And so in other words, it brought some sort of fulfillment. And so this is what goes on here with regards to the connection of our heart and our eyes when faced with any sort of temptation. And so if we then move forward to Matthew chapter 22, where Jesus is still speaking, Jesus says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. And so then if we go back again to the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3:7, it says, then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves waist coverings. And so here we see with Adam and Eve that both of their sets of eyes were opened, but it wasn't open to godliness. They were actually open to sin. They now knew the difference between good and evil. Let's also take a look at what Paul says in 1 Timothy 6, 9-10. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. And so here we see a connection between our eyes and our hearts. When we take a look at something with our eyes, regardless of whether it's good for us or not, there's something that happens. We either listen to what our eyes are saying and we take possession of that thing. And if we do take possession of it, we are storing up for ourselves treasures on earth. There are some things that should be an outright no to, that we should say no to. That's the answer for that sort of thing at all times. And then there are other things where, like I was mentioning at the beginning, if you're good at something and you make a good living from it, well, then it's up to you to make use of those resources, take care of your family, but also build up the kingdom of God with what you have been entrusted with. And so then in verse 23 of Matthew 6, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then that light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And so here we see that when we make a choice to store up our treasures on earth, that it'll lead to us being worried about that thing all the time, and all that energy going into what you're storing up on earth, instead of giving your energies to building up the kingdom of God. And when we make a choice to store up treasures on earth, that can lead to us walking away from our walk with God, and that can lead us to walking into darkness. Even when we take a look at one of the Old Testament books, 1 Kings 18, verse 21, it says, then Elijah approached all the people and said, how long are you going to struggle with two choices? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, follow him. But the people did not answer him so much as a word. And so here we have the prophet Elijah challenging the people to choose between God or an idol. We're always left with two choices, either to store up what we're doing as a treasure that will build up the kingdom of God, or we will choose the exact opposite. We'll choose to build up our treasures on earth. And the sad part about that choice is that this treasure that we've built up on earth is going to be eaten up by moth, or it'll be consumed by rust, or a thief will break in and steal it. And so although we may be taking possession of that treasure, thinking that it's leading to security, but in reality, it's doing the exact opposite. It's leading to insecurity.
Jesus, be the center. My source, be my light, Jesus. Jesus, be the center. Jesus. soul, be my life, Jesus. Be my source, be my life, Jesus.
Verse 24 of Matthew 6. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. In James 4, verse 4, it says, "You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." And so whether we're taking a look at what Jesus is saying in Matthew about storing up treasures on earth or storing up treasures in heaven, we see that exact same pattern of choices in the Garden of Eden, where they were choosing what looked good to the eye and what looked good to eat. They wanted something they thought was going to make them wiser. Or the prophet Elijah challenging the people, either choose to serve God or choose to serve this idol. But if you choose the idol, you're choosing to be an enemy of God. And that's exactly what James says here. Therefore, whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
God is able. He will never fail. He is almighty God. Greater than all we seek. Greater than all we ask. He has done great things. Lifted up, he defeated the grave. Raised to life, our God is able. In his name, we overcome.
Oh,
so you might not have seen these choices in this light before. You may not have seen it being described in this way. But when you're building up treasures on earth, you're not only building up treasures that will be consumed and be destroyed, but along with that choice, you're also choosing to be an enemy of God. And so the deeper you go into the Word of God, the more we discover on what's really going on here in a passage such as this. And so our topic today was building up treasures in heaven or building up treasures on earth. And we saw the connection here, what happens between the eye and the heart. When we look at something, it catches our attention. But then if we allow it to continue to catch our attention, then we're going to say, yes, that is something I want. And then you will make a choice to take it. And by taking it, you think you're making your life richer. You think you're making it more complete. You may think that it's a wise choice and you're going to be better off for it. But in reality, you're choosing to be an enemy of God. And so this is a harsh reality when you start to dig deeper into the Word of God. And like Jesus says himself, no one can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. And so many times when we start to build up treasures on earth, that just leads to more choices of building up treasures on earth. And then we find out that we are now actually living our life as an enemy of God. And so when Jesus is talking about building up treasures in heaven, it's all part about teaching people to live a life that builds up the kingdom of God, that lays up treasures in heaven, a life that is devoted to seeking righteousness rather than darkness. It teaches us to focus on building up the kingdom of God rather than things of this world that will be eaten up by moth, will be consumed by rust, and chances are going to be just stolen by a thief in the end. And we know that Satan is described as the thief who comes in to steal. And so that's what's going on here as well. When Jesus talks about these treasures on earth being consumed by moth or rust, when he's talking about the thief, he's also talking about Satan. And actually, Satan loves to just come in and steal our life and try to steal our life to build up the kingdom of darkness rather than allow our life to be used to build up the kingdom of God. Although Satan can't steal away our salvation, he can cause our life to be a hindrance towards the kingdom of God. And so that's the challenge that's before us. And we see this whole concept of building up treasures in heaven or building up treasures on earth. We see that whole concept being described in the Garden of Eden. We see it being talked about with the prophets of old. We see it being talked about with the Apostle Paul. We see it being talked about by James, the stepbrother of Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would help us to make the right choices with our entire lives, that we would learn to build up our treasures in heaven and not to build up our treasures on earth. Help us to focus on building up righteousness in our life rather than filling our life with more and more darkness. Help us, Lord, with this challenge. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Word of Hope Ministries with Bible teacher Perry Stelter. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. For more information, go to wordofhopeministries.ca.